أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala reminded directly the people of Mecca, the non-believers of Mecca, and generally all the Arabs, that they should bring Iman on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they should fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala, which had come to the mighty powers of that time of the people of Fir'aun and Samud. Fir'aun had great armies, and he was a very powerful ruler. And the people of Samud also had great powers, carved out their homes from mountains. And mountains, solid mountain, rock of the mountain was made like a clay for them. And they carved out their houses from there, and they lived in a very stylish way. But in spite of all this, no worldly power can ever stand in front of the power of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah's power at all times is the greatest and most strongest. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that these people of Makkah Sharif, the non-believers, why is it that they are not believing? Aren't the signs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very clear to them? Don't they know this was, this was a common talk amongst them, and they knew it very well, that what happened to the people of Fir'aun, Thamud, the other people also, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, the people of Lut alayhi salam, all these things they knew very well. But Allah Ta'ala says the true reason for all that they did not believe, that they denied to believe. وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي تَكْذِيبِ. Koi nahi, balke munkir jhutlate hai. If there is no other thing, but these people are just denying all the time. They are just, they just don't want to accept that the truth was in their heart. They knew this is the true religion. And also, they even knew about the fire of Jahannam. And they believed in that also. But that belief, they did not want to believe, just even in the heart is not sufficient. Until a person admits it with his tongue also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, who did so much for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the last moment Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried very hard that he must bring Iman, and he said he will fight his case in front of Allah Ta'ala. But he said, I prefer the fire of Jahannam over all the taunts of my family people. They will say that just because of his nephew, that now he gave up the religion of his forefathers. So they knew about this, but they were just in that denial of this, that they just did not want to accept it. And so we, on the one hand, no matter how much shukr we make to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah has given us birth in Muslim homes, and we believe. But at the same time, we must check whether that belief is really there or not. And that we admit it with our tongues also. And we accept this Islam and Iman. This is a great gift from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah gives it to whom He wants to. It isn't just any particular nation. Allah has got no family links with anyone. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to make so much shukr that he was an Abyssinian slave, but Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with Iman. If it was on any other merit or family lineage, then first the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them should have got Iman. And he used to say, then when should Bilal's number have come? And if it was as far as wealth was concerned, then other rich people, where would I have to be in that line? But this is the gift from Allah Ta'ala. And daily we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for this ni'mat of Iman and Islam. And that we still find ourselves in this terrible environment of the world of today, and especially those who are more exposed to it, our children at universities, at schools, people who are on the internet and are googling everything and surfing all the various sites. Within the Muslim sites, there are so many other sites like the Shias, Qadianis, Jews that have made Muslim sites. And unfortunately also, according to information, that the first sites that come up when you ask for an Islamic site are the Jewish sites. and they give it in a very sugar-coated pearl, and it appears very nice and everything very good here. And many times we take many things from there, and only to find that it was a Jewish site, or it was a Shia site. So we have to make a lot of a shukr to Allah Ta'ala. These people who are with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes also in our little ignorance, we say that had we been in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should have brought Iman, it should have been so nice. But these people were there, they were the family members of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Iman was not written, and that time the sacrifices were very, very great that they had to make. We can't today even think of those sacrifices which they had made. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ مُحِيطٌ. Or Allah ne unko har taraf se gher rakha hai. And Allah Ta'ala has encompassed them from all sides. Nobody can escape from Allah Ta'ala. Ilman, as far as knowledge is concerned, Allah knows every detail of every person. Where he is, at which moment. Allah doesn't have to put a chip into us and track us all the time. We are in the knowledge of Allah all the time. What we are thinking, Allah Ta'ala knows. What is in our heart, Allah knows. What we don't know of ourselves, how many arteries are blocked now, what is happening to my cholesterol level, we know nothing. Allah Ta'ala knows all this exactly. And then mulkan, as far as the domain of Allah is concerned, nobody can escape. Not only in the akhirat, even in this dunya, nobody can escape from Allah Ta'ala. We can skip the country and try and get ourselves safe from the government of that time. But from Allah, no matter where we are, down in the depths of the ocean, and Allah, we are fully in Allah's control. Allah knows also, and we cannot escape from Allah Ta'ala. And then Qudratan also, as far as the power and Qudrat of Allah is concerned, nobody can get out of the clutches of Allah Ta'ala. We are always by Allah Ta'ala. So when this is the case, it is only the wisdom of a person that he totally surrenders to Allah Ta'ala. Opens his heart and hands his heart and mind and everything. So he hands it over to Allah Ta'ala that I am fully and totally your slave. That is what is meant by serfdom and what is meant by slavery, that we are the total slaves of Allah Ta'ala. One of the great titles of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we read in our first kalima also, that Muhammad, we read in our kalima, that he is Muhammadun Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. He is the Rasul of Allah and he is the slave. The greatest slave of Allah is Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That means total submission to Allah Ta'ala. We might think of the word slave is not befitting for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But that is what is required of man. And if we want to know how to be the slave of Allah, there is no other way but from Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that we can learn it. And in this particularly, if we read the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should make a habit of reading a dua kitab like Munajat-e-Maqbool or Hizb-ul-Azam, and we will see what beautiful read it with the meaning, and that is enough to give us an idea how we must be slaves to Allah and how Allah is our absolute master in every way. May Allah bless us with these qualities.